cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, as you know, Wells Fargo has been dealing with a series of scandals and regulatory issues for years, and it's operating under a growth cap imposed by the Federal Reserve. Well, last week, we even had Congresswoman Maxine Waters say that the bank should face an investigation by U.S. regulators into allegations that the bank denied black refinancing applicants and hosted mock interviews to fulfill diversity numbers. To be fair, two sides to every coin. We should point out that Wells Fargo, Tim's been working to make some changes, including awarding a $40 million grant to help cultivate diverse housing developers.
We've got with us Gina Merritt, who's principal at Northern Real Estate Urban Ventures. It's a community development organization that's engaged in a holistic approach to real estate development. Gina joins us from Washington, D.C. Gina, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Talk to us about how you're going to use this $40 million grant. It's called Growing Diverse Housing Developers.
Well, the funds were awarded by Wells Fargo to three regional CDFIs, Community Development Financing Institutions. And they have selected a cohort of 27 diverse developers to provide funding support both for their enterprise as well as their real estate projects.
Well, and talk to us about a little bit about what kind of impact this could do, the money itself, in really changing the system. And I know, Gina, you know, I kind of laid it out because Bloomberg viewers, they know Wells Fargo. There's been a lot of, you know, things that they have been grappling with on many different levels. And they're not alone in terms of the banking society and banking industry in leaving out, you know, minorities and being more inclusive, especially when it comes to housing. So tell us how you think this money can help move the needle.
Well, this money is certainly going to help my organization. I've been in business for more than 20 years and have more than 27 years of experience developing affordable housing for other people, never having enough capital to be able to develop my own projects. And so the funds Wells Fargo has provided will allow me to, one, leverage their grants to hire people and to support my balance sheet. And it will also allow these CDFIs to create products that will help diverse developers develop their projects. It's been very challenging going to conventional banks to try to get funds, both early funding, the early stage funding for development projects, as well as construction and permanent financing. So this program helps provide the kind of support developers need in order to get their projects done on their own.
If I can just follow, use the word challenging, it's got to be even harder than challenging, right? Is it fair?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's, we reported on it a lot here at Bloomberg in terms of the financial sector really turning its back on a more inclusive, you know, sect, if you will, within the housing markets.
Listen, I was almost put out of business, actually, by one of these large institutions. I was working with a smaller institution that was bought by a larger, brand name financing organization. and that organization would not honor the deal that the smaller organization made to me, right? Smaller financing entity. So the 8,000 pound gorilla basically took over this company and wouldn't honor the deal, almost put me out of business.
Wow.
So we need organizations like Wells Fargo to fund these CDFIs that will provide financing for people like me, because the major institutions won't do it.
Gina, how do you build affordable housing right now? I mean, construction costs are high, materials costs are high, land is high, interest rates are going up. How do you do it?
It's very difficult. I mean, I have a couple of projects right now in development that are about to close that just experience these kinds of things, both an increase in interest rate and an increase in construction costs. And, you know, I would say luckily, there was an increase in the rental rates, because HUD issues new rents every year for affordable housing developments. And those too went up. So that helped absorb some of the increase in interest rates and construction costs, but not all of it. So then what you have to do is really go back to these municipalities that provide what we call gap funding, which is, you know, all of the private money you can get, all of the low income housing tax credit investment you get, there's usually still a gap, right? There's still some chunk of money that the private institutions can't fund. And so really what we look to now is those states and cities to provide additional support to these projects so that they can get them done.
Is this about also, Gina, creating projects, you know, if we're going to really embrace as a world diversity inclusion, that means these kind of projects in maybe a traditionally white neighborhood. Is that part of this?
Yes, especially in the District of Columbia, actually. Basically, the financing programs that support affordable housing give you a higher score if you're in a neighborhood that has higher incomes. And
right.
So, you know, that just happens to be, you know, neighborhoods that are whiter in terms of its population.
Right. I just think about if we're really going to, you know, be all in. Go ahead, Tim. I know you want to jump in.
Yeah. I just want to ask, Gina, where you're most optimistic right now, because there is such a housing crisis. We just have 20 seconds left.
Sure. I'm working in three markets, which I'm very optimistic about: Cleveland, DC, and Maryland, because the leadership in all of those places understands how important affordable housing is, and they are investing tens of millions of dollars of resources into affordable housing. So that means good things for people like me, because I'm working in communities that look like me, and these leaders are willing to invest in them.
Well, Gina, come back. Let us know how things are going. Gina Merritt, principal at Northern Real Estate Urban Ventures, joining us via Zoom from Washington, D.C. Looking forward to hearing more. This is Bloomberg.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.